Well, casualties on the battlefield are an expected part of war. NPR's Joanne Silberna reports that two new approaches to battlefield medicine may reduce the number of deaths.
There's a simple truth about battlefield deaths. Half are due to hemorrhage, which leads David Burris, chief of surgery at the military's medical school, to a simple calculation about soldiers who are wounded in battle.
If someone had something to be able to stop the bleeding, conceptually up to half could be kept alive long enough to get back to care.
Burris is as excited as surgeons get about something called QuikClot. It's an unusual substance.
It's granular. It looks like, for want of a better term, like kitty litter almost.
It's a mineral called zeolite, and it absorbs water from a bleed, concentrating the blood's own clotting substances.
And by putting this powder in the wound and then compressing it with a bandage on top, for 5 minutes, the bleeding is stopped.
Burris and his colleagues compared QuikClot to several other clotting substances and found it worked much better, at a cost of less than $20 a packet. Two other, far more expensive products are also being tried in Iraq. One is a bandage embedded with blood clotting proteins. The other is a bandage embedded with a sticky protein obtained from shrimp. While bleeding is a dramatic and obvious battlefield problem, Burris has also had to deal with a more mundane and less visible problem, medical records. 12 years ago, when he was on staff at a military hospital in Germany, 1,000 soldiers injured in Desert Storm came in, with handwritten notes tied to their toes or pinned to their clothing, or sometimes no notes at all.
And so a lot of times what had happened to the soldier you couldn't make head nor tail of. You pretty much had to start all over and try to sort that out. Just took an enormous amount of time.
The answer to his problem had its start 10 years ago in the mind of Tommy Morris, an Army medic. The solution came to him during a battle on a hillside in Macedonia.
I was treating patients and evacuating them, and sometimes you don't have a lot of time to document the care.
Stating whether he'd given the patients antibiotics or painkillers or other drugs. So when Morris came back to the U.S., he invented a handheld computer he calls the Battlefield Medical Information System Tactical, or BMIST.
The BMIST handheld essentially is a handheld device that fit in your pocket, cargo pocket, and it can be used in direct sunlight or at nighttime.
And patient data on the BMIS can be downloaded into a laptop and the information forwarded to a field hospital or added directly to experimental dog tags. BMIS is now being used by an Army division and by some special ops forces, and it's being field tested by the Marines and Air Force. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.